This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon.
Your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policies shaping African technology. Here is what matters on June 27, 2026.
NTech Capital is raising a $60 million fund too for pre-Series A and Series A startups across Morocco, Tunisia, Senegal, and Côte d'Ivoire, with Proparcos Fisea as the anchor. That's a significant bet on Francophone Africa. And I think it's worth watching how they deploy this capital, especially given the focus on early stage companies.
Our read at Tech Cocoon is that the key to success in these markets will be the ability to navigate local regulatory environments and build strong relationships with regional players. It's not just about writing checks, it's about understanding the intricacies of each market and being able to provide real value to portfolio companies.
And I think it's also important to look at the types of companies they're investing in. Are they focusing on consumer-facing startups, or are they looking at more infrastructure-type plays? The latter would be more in line with our view that the real value in African tech lies in building out the underlying infrastructure.
And that's why I think it's interesting that they're focusing on pre-Series A and Series A companies. Those are the companies that are still figuring out their business models and their market fit. So it'll be interesting to see how MTech supports them in that journey. Investors should watch how this fund performs, especially in terms of the types of companies they're backing and the returns they're generating.
Moving on to another story, Inspired Evolution has launched Zafiri, a $176 million blended permanent capital vehicle for off-grid energy across sub-Saharan Africa. This is a big deal, given the energy access challenges on the continent. And I think it's worth looking at the structure of this vehicle and how it plans to deploy its capital.
Tech Cocoon Intelligence has argued for months that the key to unlocking energy access in Africa lies in building out the underlying infrastructure. And this vehicle seems to be taking a similar approach. By providing permanent capital to off-grid energy companies, they're allowing them to focus on building out their operations and reaching more customers, rather than worrying about short-term funding needs.
That's a great point. And I think it's also worth looking at the types of companies they're investing in. Are they focusing on solar home systems, mini-grids, or something else entirely? The devil will be in the details, and investors should be watching to see how this vehicle performs in terms of the types of companies they're backing and the impact they're having on the ground.
Yesterday, we talked about Paystack launching a new product, and today we have Ripple taking an undisclosed stake in Flutterwave Series E at a $3.2 to $3.3 billion valuation. This is a big deal, given the size of the investment and the players involved, and I think it's worth looking at what this means for the broader payments landscape in Africa.
Our read at Tech Cocoon is that the real story here is not the valuation, but rather the fact that Ripple is getting into the African payments market in a big way. By investing in Flutterwave, they're getting access to a large and growing market, and they're also getting a foothold in the continent's payments infrastructure. Investors should be watching to see how this investment plays out, especially in terms of the types of products and services that Ripple and Flutterwave will be offering together.
That's a great point, and I think it's also worth looking at the implications for the broader stablecoin market in Africa. As we've argued before, stablecoins are a settlement technology, not a crypto story, and this investment is a big vote of confidence in the potential of stablecoins to solve real-world problems in Africa. The question now is, what happens to dollar stablecoin demand in a market the year its central bank launches a credible local instant payment system or licensed FX channel?
Finally, local investors now provide close to half of African startup funding, with the total near $900 million for the year. This is a significant shift, and I think it's worth looking at what this means for the broader ecosystem. Is this a sign of growing maturity in the African startup scene, or is it just a temporary blip?
I think it's a bit of both, to be honest. On the one hand, it's great to see local investors stepping up and providing capital to African startups. On the other hand, it's also a reminder that the African startup ecosystem is still heavily dependent on foreign capital, and that's a fragility worth naming. Investors should be watching to see how this trend plays out, especially in terms of the types of companies that are getting funded and the returns they're generating. That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding.
The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. From Amara and Kwame, we will see you tomorrow.
TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akayeza.